football on off the ball.
We've all talked about it, you know, it's time for other people to step up, losing big characters as they were, and obviously the lads who have played a lot of games, they'll be missed obviously, but it's up to the rest of us to stand up, and I feel like in pre-season so far we have been.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the weather's hit the opening night of the new League of Ireland season. James McLean returns to the league for the first time in almost 15 years. And we look ahead to the weekend's Premier League action, including tonight's relegation clash between Leeds and Nottingham Forest. But first today, champion Shamrock Rovers will have to wait a little longer to start the defence of their league title. Tonight's game against last season's First Division champions Dundalk at Tallaght Stadium has been called off due to an unplayable pitch. The game was in doubt after almost 24 hours of persistent rain in Dublin. There was a pitch inspection in Tallaght this morning at 11 o'clock and officials made a call well in advance of the game, which was due to kick off at 8 o'clock. A new date for the fixture will be announced in due course. It was due to be the commentary game on Off the Ball tonight, but instead you can hear live and exclusive national radio commentary of Waterford and Shelburne from the RFC. 2024 champions Shells were boosted yesterday by the return of Will Jarvis. The Englishman has signed a long-term contract with Shells. It'll be his third spell at Talca Park. The 23-year-old joined the club on loan in the summer of 2023. He made 12 league appearances under Damien Duff. They finished fourth that season. He returned in 2024, scored 9 goals, but then was recalled by his parent club Hull before Shells went on to lift the league title. Joey O'Brien's side are away from home against Waterford tonight, and O'Brien says it's a privilege to be where he is right now.
I think we've been involved in football. I've been blessed really with the career that I've had in football. I've been involved since I got on a plane at 15 and going across to England. So I've been doing 25 years following my professional environment and seeing as a player and as a coach and comes and goes and how you roll the stuff. And I suppose when I took over the job, I've seen it, I suppose, as a player, when you have a manager for a long period of time, he steps away and a new fella comes in, really. So we're sort of relying on that sort of experience, I suppose, as a playing days. And knowing that football can just roll on, you know, and that's it. It goes on, no matter who you are or what you are.
After narrowly avoiding relegation last season, Waterford will be looking to right the wrongs of their first home fixture last year against Shells. Shells won that game 1-0. Waterford captain Padraig Amond knows tonight's game will be a tough opener.
Yeah, Shells are very good since Joey's gone in there as manager last year. Obviously, a tough act to follow, following Damien Duff, who'd won the league. But they were very good. They were very good in Europe, and they've recruited well in the off-season. They'll be looking to win their title back. The pitch is going to be difficult as well. Early, not many teams have been on grass in the pre-season. I think it's 92 days on Friday since we played in the playoff game.
Most would argue the star attraction on the opening night will be James McLean's return to the League of Ireland. The last time the Derryman lined out for the Candy Stripes was a 3-0 win away to Galway United in August 2011. And Derry winger Michael Duffy says it's great to have a player of the calibre of McLean back at the club and back in the league.
Look, the career James has had is unbelievable. When we left Derry and went to Sunderland, I think it was, and the amount of games he's played in the Premier League for Ireland, everything, and I've always watched him and obviously wanted him to do well and stuff. And to get James back now, and the level he was still playing at, you know, he was in the Championship still playing nearly every week. So to get a player like James back and amongst our squad now, he's going to be brilliant for us on the pitch and off the pitch, and I'm really excited to play alongside him.
McLean's brother Patrick also joined the club from tonight's opponents, Sligo Rovers. Sligo beat Shamrock Rovers on the final day of last season to avoid the relegation playoff. However, John Russell's side have lost their star player Owen Elding, who's left to join Hibs. They have brought in Shane Blaney on loan again. Captain Will Fitzgerald will be crucial to any success this season. He says he's happy to be involved despite rumours of interest from clubs in the Netherlands in the closing days of the window.
I feel good. It's going to be my 10th season in the league now, so I'd like to consider myself a bit of a veteran now, but I'm happy. I'm still going strong, and I'm super excited for the season to start.
Galway finished 8th last season, avoiding relegation and that dreaded relegation playoff. And with quite a large overturn of players, the battle once again this season will be to avoid the drop. Could be 11 new players in their squad tonight. Galway boss John Caulfield wants a home stadium to be full and wants it to be hostile for their game against Drogheda.
Well, it's crucial for us to try and get a full house, which obviously opening day of the season, you want to have 5,000 people in Terryland Park. You know, the thing with Kevin is that he's kept a really settled team. You know, you look at from the goalkeeper to the back five to the middle of the park. You know, he's the same team that has won the cup 2 years ago, and they've been fantastic in the league. You know, probably looked like they were going to get Europe last year and lost out in the last couple of games, and then he's after bringing in Brandon Kavanagh, you know, who we all know is an absolutely fantastic flair player. Lost Markey but replaced with Brandon Kavanagh, probably a younger version of Darragh Markey in a way, and but he's kept all his squad, and you look at him and you're thinking, you know, he's brought in a few new players as well, but certainly they're a team that people haven't given credit for over the last couple of years, and it wouldn't surprise me if they were up battling at the top as well.
Ethan O'Brien, Jason Buchner and Leo Burney have all come from the US to join Drogheda, who no longer have the services of Darragh Markey. Drogs boss Kevin Doherty says the work done in pre-season will count for nothing if they don't get off to a positive start this week.
Obviously with the league starting a week earlier this year, we sort of came back earlier and had a knock-on effect and plenty of pre-season games, and yeah, it's been going well, but look, all pre-season just about getting ready for the first league game. It was the same last year. We'd some poor enough performances I felt in pre-season that I wasn't overly happy with last year, but then we go into the league and we're flying, so it's about getting minutes in the legs, probably integrating new players into the system and what we require and all that. So no, it's been going well. It's always it's a good time of year because everybody's happy, nobody's giving out that they're not playing, and, you know, there's nothing to really moan about. So
all those games kick off at 7:45, remember, with the return of the league. LOI Late Night is the forum to give your opinion. You can tune in on X Spaces from just after 10 o'clock tonight with Vinnie Perth and Shane Keegan.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Now to the Premier League, and Leeds boss Daniel Farke feels they're stronger despite little business in the January transfer window. They signed midfielder Facundo Buonanotte, with Jack Harrison and Harry Gray both going out on loan. Fellow Premier League strugglers Nottingham Forest are the opponents at Elland Road tonight. Farke says his job is to manage the players they can afford.
It would be easy. If I could choose, I would work with unlimited resources, and I would have several ideas who I could bring in, but also totally accept that there are also is a situation where we have to work on unlimited resources.
Forest boss Sean Dyche has revealed they missed out on a number of targets during the January transfer window. Left-back Luka Netz was signed on deadline day from German club Borussia Mönchengladbach. Ahead of that trip to Elland Road tonight, Dyche says they're pleased to have added an up-and-coming defender.
Adds balance, you know, a bit limited in that position, more with natural players in that position, that is. So, yeah, I think he's one amongst a number of players here who have been brought in for what comes next type thing. Doesn't mean he can't play now, by the way, but, you know, I think there is a future thinking behind that as well.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says they'll do all they can to make sure Jean-Philippe Mateta realises his dream of playing for France at this summer's World Cup. The striker's proposed move to AC Milan in the winter transfer window fell through due to issues with his medical. Glasner says it's undecided if he'll need surgery on any knee injury.
He will have all our support. I think next week, after seeing one or two more doctors, there will be a final decision.
Chelsea boss Lemar Senior says Cole Palmer knows managing his playing time is in his best interests. The England international has played just 4 full Premier League games this season due to injury. Senior wants to help Palmer get back to his best.
He's bought in, he's been magnificent. He wants to be playing every minute of every game. We know the player that he is, the character that he is, but he's also maturing as a human being and he understands the bigger picture, which is his career.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says he's satisfied with their January transfer business. Their only first team signing was Conor Gallagher from Atletico Madrid. Brennan Johnson left for Crystal Palace. Gallagher has been added to their Champions League squad along with Matthias Tell and Radu Dragicin. Frank says he understands why some fans are frustrated, but he believes the squad is strong enough to hit their targets.
What I like is that the fans are very passionate and are very ambitious, which they should be. Tottenham is a fantastic club, and of course we looked into loan options, of course we looked into other options, but for different reasons, nothing more happened. So we got a very good player in Conor Gallagher and a good young one in Sousa.
Tottenham play Manchester United at Old Trafford tomorrow at lunchtime. United boss Michael Carrick says he feels a responsibility to continue remembering the Munich air disaster. A service will be held at Old Trafford today to mark 68 years since a plane crash killed 8 United players and 15 other people. Carrick, who played under former manager Alex Ferguson, knows its impact on the club's history.
The tragedy itself, how the team and the football club bounced back from it and then went on to success and everything from there was carried on. And it's, so Alex, when I came, would mention it was important to him, it was important to us, and then it ends up becoming a way of life and a way of the club.
And Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says Anthony Gordon will miss tomorrow's Premier League game against Brentford due to a hamstring injury. Captain Bruno Guimaraes could also miss out once again. Howe's side are winless in their last 3, all of them away from home, so he'd be glad to get back to St James's Park.
We need real focus now on these next 2 games, as you say, Brentford at home, Tottenham away. 2 really good games, games that we look forward to, but being back at home after several away games is more than welcome, so this will be a nice feeling for us on Saturday.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. Remember, you can listen to live and exclusive commentary of Waterford and Shelburne from the RSC at 7 o'clock tonight on Off the Ball and on the Go Loud app. I'm Phil Egan. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back with more next week.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.